Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. How you all doing?
We are awesome.
A lot better after seeing you last night, Flan. Just what a sight to see you in the dugout hanging with your boys.
Oh, it was a great night. It was a great night. My daughter, Kelly, turned 30 today, and that was what she wanted for her birthday. And a few weeks ago, she goes, Dad, I want to go to Dodger Stadium and see the Giants play. And I'm, you know, I had enough of that place over the years. And I said, really? I mean, for my sins, I got to go do that. But we drove up there, and Ronnie Wotus, you know, what a great man. He went to the PR department, told him I was coming, and he had us field, you know, we were on the field with all the boys early to be able to see them, and then put us in tickets right behind right behind home plate, and saw the particles, the magic of when the Giants start getting rolling. You know, it was just an incredible game, and it was also fun to be around all the Giant fans all the Dodger fans that were just like pounding their chest, and then they all walked out of the ballpark with their tail between the legs. It was pretty fun.
They were showing you it did look fun because they were showing you in the crowd, and there was a guy next to you with a Dodgers hat. Like, how were those conversations going?
He was great, you know, and there was a few of the people there that recognized me, and from, you know, 26 years going there. So it was really cool. And he was always, you know, asking questions, and, you know, I go, well, and my one daughter said, Jenny goes, well, maybe we should leave early. You know, I go, no, I think there's something planned for the ninth inning. I've been watching this series, and I want to see if they're going to bring Jansen back in. And when he came in, because they booed him the night before, all the Dodger fans really, you know, they must have heard about it, how they shouldn't be booing their own players. So they were cheering, and the lady next to me goes, we're trying to encourage him. And when this all happened and started happening, I said to my daughters, I go, watch this. They're going to boo him out of the ballpark again. And, oh, man, they hated him about 5 minutes after they loved him. So it was a perfect Giant Dodger game.
Yeah, I want to get into all the your thoughts on the secondary lead that Jason Vossler got on the play. The Estrada fielder's choice flan was a huge play in the game, and you love base running. But
I went crazy. I always tell the guys in spring training, you know, I get them together and I go, you know what, you guys, you hitters, all winter long have been lifting weights. And then I hear you down in the cage for hours hitting, and you're watching video on the pitcher so you get an edge so you can hit the ball and get on base. And then you got all the defenders taking hundreds of ground balls every day. They all got gloves on to catch the ball to keep you off base. And the pitchers have all winter long worked out, and now they're looking at video of you and scouting reports to get you out, to keep you off base. Being on base must be pretty important. And what that kid did last night with the secondary lead and hustling to second base, it was one of those things. There was stuff last night, and I'm not totally against the analytic confusion, but the analytics cannot come up with that type of stuff and the momentum that the Giants felt. And the despair that the Dodgers felt, that's real human element that we got to feel and see last night. And it's just great to see this giant team come together and believe in themselves. And everybody who even gets an opportunity to be a part of what's going on that night, they know how significant their role is. And it was just a great team win, and it felt great to be able to drive back down here and with a big smile on my face and just to be able to see it all again.
That's awesome. Tim Flannery is joining us. He was at Dodger Stadium last night, as you saw him in the crowd in the dugout. What were you thinking when Billy McKinney, in his first game as a Dodger, dives for that one, then the ball slips out of his hand, and it looked like Yastrzemski was going to go all the way, then Wody stops him at the last second? I'm sure you were watching that one closely.
Oh, my God. See, we're trained as third base coaches. When balls are hit, our first reaction is look at the base runner, because it doesn't matter how we see it. It's how they see it. And what I loved about Wotus, and this is what you got to do on inside the park home runs, because when a guy's coming around second base headed for third, in his mind, he thinks he's just going to have a triple. So what Wotus did was textbook great third base coaching. He was up the line, up around over the third baseman, because the base runner is going to hit second. He's coming around third. He needs to be able to see his third base coach. So Ronnie Wotus started bringing him. And then while he was bringing him, he ran down the line and got himself another 20 feet that probably gave him two more seconds to be able to stop the runner after the relay throw he could see was going to be a perfect relay throw. I had such an adrenaline. I'm a junkie anyway, but it was like an adrenaline hit. And I was just sitting there afterwards, just like my heart was pounding. I'm going, God, that felt good. And Wotus, the whole time, every time he ran out or ran in, we had little signs he was giving me, and I was pumping him up. It was just beautiful.
This is beautiful, Flan, to hear your voice again, even texting for months, but to hear you again talking ball and to see the pictures of you in the dugout hanging out with your guys and Buster and Craw. It's just amazing. But everything that you went through in the off season, and we've been communicating, but I didn't want to have you on the air until you were ready. I heard you on with Bill Lasky on the weekend, one Saturday, Flan, and it really got me emotional. But I wanted you to come on when you were ready to do it, and after seeing you last night, now's the time. But just reflect on the last several months, and then to be able to be back in that dugout, back at the game with your wife and your daughter on her 30th birthday, and watch the Giants and Dodgers. I know you're an emotional guy. As you look back on all the hell you've lived through, what did last night mean to you?
Yeah, I look back on it every single day. There's, still a lot of things I'm finding out what went on, because I was really time traveling and I was unconscious at times. And then when I was on another realm visiting places. I mean, it was horrific hallucinations. And but I look back on it all, and it just, it's just one of those things when you start getting stronger and you change some things in your life and you look around, things are just, I've always, just loved life, but to be able to just think about, I got another chance to live, and it's not like I have things I have to make up for or I have any regrets. I tell people the reason I got another chance to live, because God knows how much I love life, and there's enough people walking around miserable, so he's going to let me live a little longer. But for me, it was the players, like Craw and Buster and Dickerson, who I didn't coach, and Longorian, who I didn't coach, Longoria. So they made an effort to walk down because they knew I was in the dugout and hugged on me and just sit around and talked, and we got to catch up, and and then I had two surgeries on my spine, so I can't really reach over and touch my toes, or my legs sometimes shut down on me. But Gresh, the great trainer, he wanted to see what was going on, so I got to show him my scar. And Wotus was trying to get me to take my shirt off. Come on, I want to see, you're in great shape. Let me see what you've been doing. I go, I'm not taking my shirt off, Wo.
You told me you were going to streak across the infield, Flan. I wanted full Monty from you last night.
Yeah, I just thought about it. I wanted to go home after the game. I didn't want to spend the time in jail.
That's awesome, man. You know what was cool, and you know, I obviously we weren't privy, but the big smile I especially saw from Brandon Crawford, and I'm sure you have a special relationship, and he's having a hell of a year. But they showed a lot of him and you, and boy, he had a big smile on his face when he saw you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got a text from him even about 2 or 3 weeks ago that just, you know, out of the blue, the text said, "Your ears must have been burning, but I just want to thank you for you've always been so good to me, and you've all that you've done for me." You know, these guys, they came up. They were young men. They had no kids. They weren't dealing with being a father, and you know, and just to watch him mature into what he's done on the field, but also just in his life in general, to be able to balance them both off at the same time, Buster the same way, to knowing that he needed to get well last year and get strong. And yeah, they're just, you know, and they've been a big part of the development of Gabe Kapler as well. And I asked Craw about that, you know, and he says, "Gabe is, you know, you got some veterans there that you'd be crazy not to ask him a few questions here and there." You know, it's what the great John Wooden says. It's what you learn after you know it all is what counts. And these guys, it's a good feel in that dugout. It's just and there's names and guys that came in there. They also know, and they also have a thing there too, then we've seen it. If you don't produce, there's people waiting in line to take your job, and that's sometimes pretty effective.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys love you. I mean, they bring you up all the time, and the guys that I'm working with on TV, George Contos and Hunter Pence, there's not an hour that goes by that we don't reference you in some way, Flan. They love the soul, not just your baseball intellect and your instincts for the game, and you see things other people don't see. But it's who you are as a person. It's just, it's amazing. So we got you back on radio today, and I don't want to push you, but, you know, I've been asking you periodically whenever you want to come back. You think there's going to be a point for the season ends where we'll get you back on TV?
Yeah, I'd like to come up there. You know, I'm playing a Hop Monk Cookout Series September 5th in Marin. The band starts to play next week. We do a couple shows in Solvang, then work our way up to Santa Cruz and then into Marin. But I was thinking about asking if I could just come up and do 3 or 4 days, you know, on television before that September 5th gig and just make it a week up there, because there's so many things I miss about you and the Bay Area and the people and the fans and just the culture. And you know, I'm ready. I didn't, you know, I was very fragile when I came out of that 3 months tied down to a hospital bed, you know, and to be able to get my strength back, and it's just been remarkable that every single day I feel better and better and more blessed, and being around you has been, you know, you talk about teachers, you've taught me everything I know on television. And to watch you, sometimes my daughter got me the package and stuff, so I was watching it the other night, and they didn't cut it off after the game. I got to watch you guys on the post-game show, and I just loved it. So, yeah, I got to get up there eventually.
I'm looking at the schedule, brother. Series with Milwaukee, August 30, 31, September 1-2. Dodgers series, I don't know when you got to get up there to Solvang. But Dodgers come in on Labor Day weekend, so we're going to make that happen. How about late August or first week of September?
That would be perfect. So, yeah, I've been following them. It's been great to be able to kind of have a setup. And, you know, I kind of took a year or two off after I left. But now, I mean, I watch the whole Western Division every single night on either a television, and I got radios going, and just kind of keeping a watch and trying to get a feel of what's going on, and watching a club in San Francisco that believes in themselves. And you know, they got some guys that are like Longo and Craw. They're going to come back at the perfect time. And I think really going to belt and really going to give a little bit of a push at the right time down the stretch, because they also know what it takes to win, because there's a big difference of getting there and winning and getting there and losing. And the Giants, I'll never forget it. When Mike Morris told me that 2014 wild card series, they were busting in. We were busting in to Pittsburgh, and Morris looks at Buster and goes, "God, we've just one game. We got a wild card." And Buster goes, "Dude, this is what we do. We know how to do this. You just relax." And then it's been history, you know.
That's awesome, man. Look, it's just good to hear you and see you. And then I'm on your website right now. Like you said, you're in Solvang on the 30th and 31st, Santa Cruz on the 22nd. Maybe we get you. And then September 5th up here as well. So just great to hear you, man. And I know that speak for a lot of Giants fans. It's great to have you back. It was great to see you, and it's always great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a dream come true last night. And hey, and even today, just to be able to feel as great as I'm feeling. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Love you, Flan. Awesome. We'll be in touch and make this happen, man. You'll be good.
Okay, man.
Tell Don we say hi.
Be good, guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.